This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grip Lock, Foundation Disc Golf's weekly podcast. I'm Hunter, joined as always by Trevor and Connor. We got what quite up? The show today. We're going to kick it off with a little Patreon question of the week. We have a reveal, Grip Lock, you probably can already see it. A bunch of off-season movement, a little Trevor's trivia, and then we're going to play a few games to end the show out because while there was a lot of movement, there also was not a lot of news. So, but
we
first,
got more games.
Quick word from our sponsor. Cheers to the new year from our friends at Manscaped, because your resolution shouldn't be the only thing that are well kept. Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or go for that clean-shaven look, the trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is the time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. So go to manscaped.com and use code GRIPLOCK for 20% off plus free shipping.
They wrote this for us.
Introducing the MVP of 2024, Manscaped's fifth generation lawnmower. It's not just a trimmer. It's your grooming sidekick. Equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desire. It's like having a personal stylist at your fingertips. And for my men who want a full grooming experience, look no farther than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In this grooming kit, you get a trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ear and nose hair trimmer, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother, Ball Aftershave Lotion, and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant. As a gesture for the new year, they even threw in two free gifts, the Boxers 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 Toiletry Bag, because they know how good and well you're still rocking those boxers from high school. They know good and well, not how good. I was like, that sentence didn't make sense. They know good and well you're still rocking those boxers in high school.
Everybody.
You want me just to keep reading that line and you just choose whichever one sounds good?
No, yep. Just keep going.
They know good and well you're still rocking those boxers in high school.
Cut.
All right, you like that one? Let's face it, resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay thanks to Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code GRIPLOCKED at manscaped.com, because nothing says Happy New Year like a deal that leaves you and your budget feeling refreshed. Embrace a new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
Except for a mouth saying Happy New Year.
If I didn't have Manscaped in 2023, it would have been a disaster.
Thing.
Guys, give Hunter a break, man. He's fresh off the flu.
Yeah, this is my flu game.
He's not quite himself yet.
No, I'm still bouncing back. It was a rough weekend. It was rough. Well, it was rough. I left work Wednesday is when I got sick.
So big sick. Days.
6 days.
Well, are we going to address the elephant in the room?
Yeah. So Grip Lock
on the right channel.
We'll just so Grip Locked here. You've probably seen each of us are wearing new logo. But that's not the biggest news. So Grip Locked is officially moving to a new channel. You can find it linked in the description down below. Grip Locked has its own channel from now until the beginning of the season. What you'll be able to find over there is all of the Grip Locked clips from each episode. If you want to send a specific topic over to a friend that you thought we were very stupid on, or you were like, ha, see, they agree with me. And also, we can finally break the Grip Lock curse with reaction videos. So when Eagle McMahon at, you know, freaking 9 a.m. tomorrow morning announces where he's going, and we're like, we just shot Grip Lock yesterday, now we have a home where we can do reaction videos and update you throughout the week with basically mini episodes, almost, not really, of Grip Lock, with just an initial reaction of, hey, what just happened? Boom, initial reaction to get the news straight to you, and then the full reaction with context breakdown will still happen on the weekly podcast.
Where are the newsies?
Yeah.
And the podcast, like I said, will move to that channel come the beginning of the season. So start of the season, we'll move this show over there as well. So if you want to make sure that you still get your weekly episode of Grip Lock, you can use the link in the description down below. Wherever you're listening, it'll be either in the show notes or in the description on YouTube, to head over to that YouTube channel and subscribe there. If you're listening on audio, nothing changes for you. It'll be right where the normal show will be, where you found it. And also, with the new rebrand, all this new merch is now live over at foundationdisc.com. We got hoodies, we got t-shirts, we got hats. I think we even got beanies.
Guys, this new logo is sick.
All kinds of stuff.
It looks
cool,
good on everything.
Person, then do it.
Yeah.
And on top of all of that, once our new channel hits 1,000 subscribers, we will be doing a giveaway. So soon,
grand.
As the new channel hits 1,000 subscribers, there will be a giveaway going down. So super excited ringing the new year with a new Grip Locked logo and everything. But let's get into the Patreon question of the week to start the show off. This question comes in. We have a weekly, what is it called? Podcast. Wow. That was a tough one.
Blue game podcast.
over there.
We're
going
to look over at Hunter's desk like later today, and he's going to be dead.
We have a weekly podcast over there called the Heiser Club Mailbag, where basically Heiser Club members ask whatever questions they want, and we answer each and every one of them. I wasn't on this past week, so it was fun scrolling through and finding a question to put on here. Did y'all not do it?
No, we
did.
No, I'm just kidding.
This one came from Kent Bontrager, and he said, What is the... Definitely not supposed to be a the there. What is your biggest what if in disc golf history?
I said one was the holy shot if it hadn't gone in. It would, and then Trevor said, well, it certainly would have been a what if for James Conrad. Very true, because where would James Conrad be if he didn't win that Worlds?
It's facts.
I think that's the
I would say it's not the biggest what if, but it's like a cool one. Is. Oh, okay.
I mean,
I don't think it is only because I think if Paul wins that, I don't think it changes it a ton. I think it probably affected
well, but think
sports.
Of the sport as a whole.
The biggest what if in disc golf history might be the COVID virus.
Yeah.
What if it never happened?
True. Where that is actually a good point.
I would say a bigger one as it relates to Paul's career would be if he loses in 2014 in the playoff. Because then maybe his streak ends there. You know, maybe he doesn't win any more world titles at that point, and it cuts his total down a bunch. Like, that was like a very big part of his continuation of dominance, and maybe he gets snapped at two straight titles instead of getting that third and then eventually a fourth. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big one. I forget what I said.
What do you got, Hunter? I can't remember what you said either, Trevor.
I'm trying to think. The only one that I like comes to mind, it's not a big what if, because I think the big what ifs are any of Paul's record, like, you know, the, like, what if Paul doesn't get hurt in 2016, I think it'd be a good one. Like, what if his back was healthy? Like, does he win 2016 Worlds? And then
biggest what if Brody starts playing disc golf in his 20s?
Another good
one. Oh, that's a big one.
I was trying to think of like event specific, like the holy shot, like what if that shot didn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other event specific one I could think of is, like, I have two. One, what if Anthony Barella made the island?
Mm-hmm.
In one of his 13 attempts,
he'd be a major champ.
And what if Eagle McMahon didn't punch the ground at that USDGC?
Wow, that's a good brutal. Or didn't do the Jomez 360 forehand. Didn't try to sneak up on the forehand.
Sure. Yeah, for real. Yeah, I don't even remember what I said now. I don't remember it being that profound, but.
Yeah. I just like that question.
That is a good question. Because even if the holy shot didn't go in, and like that, I bet if James Conrad didn't win, I don't see him going to MVP.
I don't know. Maybe.
He was already with MVP.
Wait, he was already, because he was throwing the envy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Simon might not
have won. A world champ now was throwing MVP, though. So I don't know. Helped.
MVP might not have had the money for Simon.
Yeah. That's more what I was trying to say.
Right.
Because granted, the holy shot envy did not sell well to consumers, but MVP sold a ton of them.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, for like 2 years straight, you could walk into any disc golf shop you wanted and find like 100 of them, except for us.
We weren't getting none from us.
Mainly because Trevor made one of the greatest mistakes in disc golf history. saved us a lot.
I think a lot of times the what ifs too just are like, what if Paul stays in Innova? Like, where's the landscape of like Discraft? Became so mainstream, and like they might not have.
What if Prodigy didn't sue Gannon Burr?
What if, man?
Mm. And they just let him go.
Yeah.
Did you see their like tribute video?
Yeah.
We'll announce the offseason week movement stuff
cool
in a second. But.
And then like top comments like, didn't y'all sue that guy?
Yeah.
It's like,
the only way they made that last year. So offseason movement week, it was quite a week. Really, it was quite like 2 days for offseason movement. This first one, we'll just kind of go line by line. Some of these aren't that jaw-dropping or really even that important, but some of them are pretty shocking. This first one shocked me. I didn't see it coming, and I was very surprised with it, which is Nicholas Antela has left Discmania.
Yeah, I would not see that coming.
Yeah, that surprised me. I honestly, there was a lot more moves recently. Like I just saw a couple more than I expected, but I guess the thing is they happen obviously like right at the end of the season. A lot of times they're like done deals, and then we just get to this point where
they start getting announced.
But yeah, Antela leaving Discmania, very surprising.
They now
were one and the same.
to me, he's going to Prodigy. I think makes the most sense. Join Vino Makala over at Prodigy because, you know, he was a big face of Discmania in Europe. Obviously, Discmania has a lot of faces in Europe as well, but Nicholas was obviously one of the top ones. And the European market, like, Discmania is one of the big names, but Prodigy is a huge name over there. So Nicholas is a very, very valuable guy to the Prodigy brand. And so, I think that's where he's headed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's a lot of other speculation. I saw a post somewhere that, and I don't know where this person got this information, but they've said it multiple times, like they're very confident that House of Discs said they're not moving people within brands, which would, if that be true, eliminate Nicholas from going to anywhere Trilogy or Castoplast.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which then leaves, in my opinion, Discraft and Prodigy are the two most likely. I think he fits both of them very well. Discraft obviously has been trying to make an expansion more towards Europe, getting KJ Naibo, Paul doing the tour over there, all this stuff going on. So it would make sense if Discraft picked him up, but for some reason, he just feels like Prodigy.
I don't know. Why won't they move them?
I don't know. House I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, because I think certain players like match certain brands.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it makes sense. Like if Nicholas for some reason matched Latitude 64, move him to Latitude. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I had heard. Mm. So
maybe that was one of the like as different brands were being bought by House of Disc. One of the things they were saying was like, we don't want our players to get taken and be put with Dynamic.
Yeah, it might have been just like an initial like, hey, yeah, that's not. We're not just going to like start moving everyone yeah around within here. Mm-hmm. It might have been more of like that type of a statement than an actual like stand in the ground rule.
That makes sense.
I would guess he's probably one of Prodigy, right?
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Prodigy or Discraft, my one too. This next one was also interesting. Macy Valadez has left Dynamic Discs. Why this is interesting is she is pregnant due in June, I do believe. June or July. So some people were speculating that it's not that she's moving to another sponsor, but instead she's just like stepping back from disc golf.
Well, at least for a season, just like
you would think.
She can't.
Well, yeah. Well, she could tour up till she could play like the first event.
Yeah,
the first few events. Might,
I mean, yeah, everybody's different, but it would. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see her playing. And obviously,
if it is June, she could make a return come like Worlds end of August and play the rest of the season out.
What if she just like finds out that she's got like a dirty standstill forehand and she's just out there playing
so
like seven
sick
months pregnant, just throwing
that'd be so sick. No, I yeah, that'll
But to me, I think it means more so she's taking a step back from disc golf.
Probably, yeah.
But she hasn't really posted anything. Dynamic just like posted this thank you announcing that she was leaving. So
yeah.
Who knows? We'll see. Alden and Gannon wasted no time in the new year, yeah, both announcing that they are leaving Prodigy.
Which so, I think that this says a couple things. Number one, we were right about Alden joining the Discmania Collectors group. I mean, this is like step two in that being obvious. Like, why else would you have joined it? Number two, it means that Gannon Burr is either a troll or just an absolute Prodigy fanboy, like you suspected, because he was still. I need data on when he was bidding on the used
discs. I
need
to find it.
Because, like, I want to know when it happened. Because if it happened in, like, end of November or, like, early December, then maybe Gannon was still at that point. Like, we don't know when this deal closed. Gannon may have just closed this deal a week ago. But, like, if that man was bidding on Rare Prodigy knowing he was leaving, if nothing else, just to get us worked up about it.
I bet so.
And that's so funny.
He's trying to counteract the
because, like, I saw that and I was like, oh, it's a done deal. Like, there's no way he's leaving if he's buying. Like, why else would you do that?
I think he's just you can still be a diehard Prodigy fanboy,
yeah,
and be moving on to someone who's going to pay you more,
mm-hmm,
or someone who's not going to sue you. But yeah, it also could just be, hey, my buddy goofed and joined a Discmania Collectors group, so I'm just like trolled till the end. Because he also in his like I'm leaving post said the slogan of every disc golf brand.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah,
that's very funny. He's like, I just need to make the choice of champions. Be more dynamic with my career.
Reinvent my game.
He threw that
one
in there.
I can tell you that nobody enjoys the where am I going to go next more than Gannon Burr.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Now, the other thing, they both announced like within minutes of each other, obviously, and early on January 1st morning, like it was like 8 or 9 a.m. Eastern. So other speculation, and by speculation, I mean my brain speculation, is I'm wondering if Discmania, which I'm assuming is where they're going, wanted both of them to announce they were leaving like as early as possible so that they could announce them coming to Discmania the second Eagle announces he's leaving Discmania, which will probably be, well, knowing us, it'll be today between when we film this and when this releases, but will probably be this week if Eagle McMahon is leaving Discmania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, alternate universe, Eagle McMahon stays at Discmania, which in my opinion seems very unlikely, but imagine a world where Eagle stays at Discmania and they gain Alden and Gannon. And so now you have Alden, Gannon, Eagle, Gavin as like the group over there.
That would seem impossible. But I think so far, Disc Golf always throws curveballs, and I don't think we really had any yet this offseason, because right now everything points to probably Gannon and Alden going to Discmania, probably Eagle leaving for either Innova or MVP. Like nothing curveball has really happened yet, so I'm just interested to see, like, I don't know what's going to happen. Is anything unpredictable? Is Gannon actually going to land at
Discraft
one of the house of, or one of the house of discs companies?
Yeah,
they seem to be the ones with. I mean, well, they have the most
resources.
We're
expecting him to Discmania.
Well, that's true. That's true. I forget that they're bought by them. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe one of the other ones then, I guess, would be the twist. Castoplast.
That would be crazy.
Got Gannon throwing Grimms. They're like, listen, man, we want to push Castoplast. We love
them. I did get a DM about, so Tristan Tanner left Latitude. Someone had said that for some reason, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but someone at House of Discs was, I don't know where people get this House of Discs information from. Mm-hmm. I don't know if House of Discs like has a blog they're writing their internal strategies on or what's going on. But someone claimed that House of Discs was clearing Latitude's American roster. And that's why like Tristan Tanner's gone and stuff like
that. Okay, so I was about to say, like, the one thing I could see them doing internally shifting is positioning people in brands that they feel like make the most sense. Like moving European players to their European brands.
Yeah.
And like vice versa. So that is like maybe Nicholas Antela, now Discmania, like they're manufactured in Europe. But
now,
like,
I think Discmania at this point, to be honest with you, is a European brand. When I think of Discmania, well, I think of them as a European brand.
In fairness, like they were founded by a European.
Yeah, just when.
Owned by one. So
for a long time, they just felt like when they were made by Innova, it just felt like they had an American feel to it. But now they don't. They have a much more European. They already have always had a European, like, that's kind of what made it interesting. They always had
very
a European,
like,
flair.
Sleek and flair. Like simple.
Yeah. Well, they had the shield. Like, it just kind of,
Well, they also had like the different European team stamps you could try to find.
The original, but all the original, like the, like almost mascots they put on the disc too.
Yeah. Cause like
the
we don't have any jackals here in America.
Frick's a jackal.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I think he's a coyote.
Basically.
Yeah, but they don't call them coyotes
over
there.
Jackals.
Coyotes.
Yeah, jackals are so much cooler.
You guys continue. I'm going to Google what a jackal is.
Okay. but anyways, Tristan Tanner was allegedly seen throwing DGA out in Arizona with Parker Welk. And Parker Welk was allegedly seen throwing Discraft.
Interesting.
So they were seen out in Arizona. And this person who DM'd me said that he saw Tristan Tanner throwing DGA and Parker Welk throwing a Discraft Venom. So be interesting to see if that's where they end up.
Hmm. Not big news, but interesting.
No. Now, also not big news, but friend of the show, Mason Marchbanks, announced he's headed to Millennium.
Let's
go. Going to throw that
along
in there.
Along with, did you not see the other one?
No.
Mason Ford.
Oh, he's went to Millennium.
Yeah, left Mint going to Millennium.
I did not see that.
Just saw that yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
So
Mason
Millennium
Ford.
Is basically, Millennium's loading up on the Texas boys.
They're coming back. Millennium's coming back.
Sounds like.
Are they going to bring back Nick Hyde?
Dude, they need to bring back plastic to us that they told us they would.
They're supposed to.
I want them.
Would you guys like an update on the jackal?
I would love an update on the jackal.
I remember you called Hunter a jackal once, and it was like the funniest thing ever.
So a jackal. Oh, because he was throwing
a
jackal and I said, You're being a real jackal or something like that. Anyway, so a jackal is in the canine family. Very wolf-like is what it says.
Ooh, like a mini wolf.
They go from Eastern Europe to Southeast Asia is where they live. And it has a reputation for being cowardice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why it's flippy.
Well, lefties aren't really flippy.
If we throw hard, they are, I guess. I don't know. The old ones, like, I don't know.
The other thing that was announced, well, not really announced. It was just kind of like, I don't even want to say leaked. Yeah. It was very weird. It's just kind of thrown out there. But Emerson Keith has officially joined Innova, which we kind of, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
He was playing with the Innova bag, like telling people when he left Lone Star.
They put his website page up.
Right? But yeah, they announced their team, 2024 team, and it's just like star team and just lists everyone who's on the star team and then says team champion. And there's just a picture of Emerson Keith.
Not on star team, though.
No, they put him on team champion.
That's interesting because he won last year, didn't he?
So they really just don't care.
No, Innova doesn't give a.
They're not like doing like big announcements or like welcome to the team. They're just like, yeah, this is our team.
They just put like this big graphic up, and he's not in the graphic to be fair.
Innova doesn't.
But then you go to their website and it's just on there.
They don't give a rip, dude.
You go to
Innova basically because I think they'll keep you around for a long time. Like they keep people around, and you want to throw their plastic, and I think they know that because like. And I know some of their guys get paid, and by some of their guys, I mean basically Calvin, Sexton, and Germ. But beyond that, it's like the Wild West out there.
Yeah, the other thing
they got
that,
dudes, though.
The other thing that this link answered.
All right, they got Greg Barsby in their graphic,
yeah.
But they don't have Emerson Keith in
the graphic. What are you talking about to Greg?
Like yeah, that? Why you say they have a world champion in their graphic?
Oh, there's another page. Yeah, that's pretty criminal.
Sorry, yeah, he won a world title. That's all that matters.
The other thing that this link told us is that Haley King is staying with Innova, which is answering a question because like we didn't know if it was a 1-year deal or if it was a multi-year deal. We still don't know. Yeah, she either re-signed or her deal was longer.
Yeah.
But it answers that question. I don't think this really answered any other questions. I think there might have been like a player or two moved up to star team, which basically I think means they get like not a like signature disc, but they get like kind of two tour series discs.
Say basically. Two tour series discs 5 times fast.
Two tour series.
You didn't say discs. Two tour series discs.
Oh,
two
that's
tour
my
series
problem.
Discs. Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah,
you try, Trev.
No, I would have never.
Oh,
wow.
Not good with the tongue twisters.
That's
I can
typical.
Talking normal.
Typical
sentences.
Trevor. Typical Trevor. He
typical
yeah.
Trevor.
I just challenged
Trevor. Typical Trevor.
You guys can't wait. I can't wait for the segment later in the show where we take that virus that they got sent to us and we plug it in.
We're not doing that. we got mailed. It was a part of a.
Just look at my Twitter if you want to see
the
picture.
Just tell
the
whole story, Hunter. Just tell the whole story.
I can't spoil the package.
You can't?
Person doesn't know we have.
Okay, well, then don't say who the package was for.
So we got a package that includes a disc that someone wants that doesn't know that we now have, which is very exciting. Yeah. But then inside of it, there was just a sticky note that said more random stuff and an arrow to a thumb drive without the back. Like, there's just the like microchips.
It's just like a circuit board and a thumb drive.
My favorite part is, like, I tweeted, like, just like jokingly being like, do we plug it in or what? And you have three different people.
Camps.
You have people that, like, genuinely believe me that I'm going to plug it in and are like, you need to, like, use a laptop you don't care about, take it off the Wi-Fi network, like blah, blah, blah. And then you have the other half people who are just being funny, just send it. Like, you know, don't be a coward. Plug that thing in.
Yeah.
And then you have a third group of people.
You're being
that
a real jackal right now.
You got a third. Yeah. You got a third group of people that definitely have done this before because they're all like, oh, just go to the local library. Plug it in there. It's like there's like multiple people that have said that. Just go to the library. Like, so that's what we're doing. Anyways.
What could be on that thumb drive?
I'm going to find out tonight.
I think it's just going to be.
I'm going to find out tonight.
Like
it's gonna be so boring, but like,
in it were he had printed out like wanted posters of like characters that were like disc golf related.
It's
kind
just,
of
why would you send
so
a thumb
I'm imagining
drive that
that's what's
that
on the thumb drive.
Oh my
it's hilarious.
Gosh,
it's the funniest thing.
I'm now realizing the power of like sending like all you need to do is just take a thumb drive, bust it up a little bit, and give that to somebody.
That's so funny.
And
I'm gonna
leave
one on
them
a doorstep.
In a crisis.
I'm gonna put it on people's doorsteps.
I know because it's like. What is going to
happen? And
then
it's just like they're going to open it and be like, oh, and they're finally going to open it. It's just say, Happy New Year.
Okay, here's what we need to do, though, because like Silas, he's not here today, but we all agree that he would be the most worked up about this flash drive.
Yeah.
If I go home tonight and check it and it is fine, it's just pictures or whatever, we need to.
But how will we know? Like the best thumb drives, you don't know.
Okay. But
okay, here's what we do.
Reasonable doubt would tell us that if there's just images on there, like of those posters, and we know that this person's not out to get us.
We don't.
I'm just saying it'd be really funny if we find out it's okay and we reenact getting it.
I think we make it just sent to Silas. You do like a new shipping label.
And or that.
Sent to Silas, and it doesn't have anything in it, just the flash drive.
I think we just... We don't need to use that thumb drive.
Yeah, you can just do it. But we know how funny the thumb drive is, so just get a different thumb drive.
I have a thumb drive.
We get a different thumb drive. We beat it up. We put some like pictures of us smiling on it. And then we mail it to Silas.
We have to while he's here being telling him like, don't do it. Like, don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
just yeah. freak out.
Yeah, but we just like ship it to us. So like it comes in. I'm like, oh, Silas, someone sent you something. I hand it to him and that's that. Because then we know that there's not a virus.
I've got a thumb drive.
There we go.
There's a lot of viruses on it.
Definitely wrap the thumb drive in like duct tape or something.
Yeah, get it just like...
I don't know. I kind of like the motherboard being exposed.
I do too, but I don't know how to do that safely.
Just pry off
that just makes you feel like something devious happened to that thing. Yeah, like it makes me feel like
someone... It makes you feel like somebody tampered with it.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. I think that's the key. The final offseason move, I'm going to just give you the floor if you're going to say anything, Trevor, was Trevor to team finish line.
That's right.
Oh.
I don't know why you're laughing, Connor.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's on team finish line.
Nah, not really. I'm on the creator team. Big things coming. And by that, I mean a signature disc. So, yeah, be
there
on the lookout. Join the creator team. It's me and Drew Gibson. I think we're the
only
ones
two
on
the creator team. Daggum.
On the team.
Best disc offers in the world.
No, I'm just kidding. There's a bunch of people on the creator team. Yeah, so be on the lookout for the disc. I won't tell you what it is. It's not a putter.
Is it a driver?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Okay.
Is it a fairway driver?
I'm not sure. I don't want to give away too much.
Is it a berg?
Is it a mid-range?
I'm not going to give away too much.
He's not sure. He can't remember.
He doesn't know. They didn't tell him yet.
Yeah, I have to spin a wheel. That's how I decided. That'd be really... Imagine if like that was Innova's policy. Like, all right, guys, time to spin the signature disc wheel. And everybody walks up and they're like, please destroy her. Please destroy her. Mako 3. It's going to be a tough year. Going to have to switch over to rice and beans.
Very funny. Before we get into Trevor's trivia, I want to let you all know that only in January over at foundationdiscs.com, we are super excited to announce that every order will have Foundation Care included on it. So all of last year, we announced Foundation Care. Basically what it is you get to take a disc, and previously for $2, you could add Foundation Care to that disc, go out, use it. You have 30 days to use it, throw it, whatever. If you don't like the disc, then all you do is send us an email, let us know, you know, that you don't like this disc, whatever. You send it back, and you can exchange it for any other mold, any other plastic, up to the same price, basically. So if you bought a Z Vulture, you took it out, you threw it for like 5-6 rounds, you decided, hey, you know what, not really my thing, you send an email, you put that thing right back with the shipping label we'll send you, you ship it back to us, and you're like, I'd rather have a Champ Thunderbird. We'll send you a brand new Champ Thunderbird. Boom, no questions asked. That's Foundation Care. Previously, all last year was $2 to add to a disc for coverage. In the month of January, it's included on all orders. You don't have to do anything. If you buy from foundationdiscs.com, your disc is covered by Foundation Care, meaning from the day you purchase, you have 30 days to use the disc, normal wear and tear. I mean, if you take it and you run over with a lawnmower, that's obviously a little bit different. But
don't,
if you take it
that
out, you throw it into a bunch of trees, it gets absolutely annihilated, destroyed, and you're like, ah, you know what? This thing really ain't for me. Switch it right out. No questions asked. So there you go. Head over to foundationdisc.com. And like I said, you don't have to do anything. Foundation Care is already included on all orders placed in the month of January. So
I'd like to tell them about one more thing.
Okay.
During the month of January, there is a registration that is open right now for something very cool. Last fall, we had our very first Heiser Club Championships. Connor was there. He'll tell you all about it. Connor?
It was awesome.
He wasn't there. Basically,
he was there for a day.
We had a
few, I was at
our,
my grandpa's funeral, Trevor.
A few patrons came out to Lynchburg here at HQ. We toured them around. Brody was here.
Robbie was here.
Jesse from Trash Panda was here.
Yeah.
We had a tournament. We crowned a champion. It rocked.
We had a pizza party.
We had a pizza party, man. We were playing Guts in there. It was sick. And if you want to be a part of this, guess what? You can. It's not some lottery. All you have to do is sign up to be an annual Heiser Club member. in the $10 or $20 tier. And if you do that during the month of January, you will be eligible to register for this year's Heiser Club Championship. You'll be given an invite to that. So if you want to do that, you go over to patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf, and then you can go ahead and register for either the $10 or $20 tier on the annual membership. You sign up for the year, then you'll get an invite to that. So if that sounds fun to you, check that out. Okay,
trivia. Hey, let me tell you, I missed it this last year because I had something I couldn't skip. And I think about it every single library. Night that I go to sleep. I regret it.
People are telling us it could be Bitcoin. Let's all make a deal right now. If it's Bitcoin, we split it. Yeah, it's Bitcoin. I'm not telling you guys. I'm just going to keep it for myself. How much is Bitcoin worth right now?
I don't know. I just know Ricky finally made some money on his $250,000 thing.
It's back up?
And he was posting, like, bragging. Everyone was like, you realize if you would have put $250,000 into the S&P 500 the same day, it would have made you, like, $150,000 more?
Yeah, but you got to let him cook because Bitcoin is back up to 45 grand right now. That is crazy. The thing they always say about Bitcoin is, like, oh, it always comes back up. And the last time we were kind of like, ha, 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 maybe not. Well, it's up there. It's up there again. I think it was like 70K though once. Okay. I found a disc golf quiz on Reddit that I thought was really cool.
I haven't broke even my Bitcoin yet. So. That's what I was checking.
So we're just going to go through it and see how many you guys can get right. So you guys can work as a team.
Cool.
We're working as a team.
I just thought it looked like a fun
team hunt and con.
They even have some that they call challenge questions. So.
Oh.
I challenge you.
Yeah.
To a question.
Here we go. Shout out to
shout out
Isaac Sam 98 on r/discgolf.
Oh,
doing your quiz today. Here we go.
Also
number one.
Shout out to Bill Murray.
This putter was approved in 1984 and served as a guideline for most modern putters.
Is it the Arrow?
Or is it the AVR?
I don't know. When did the AVR come out?
An Arrow would be pre-PGA, like pre-approved.
My bad.
I think we go AVR.
Okay.
That AVR. Is correct.
Yeah. Nice.
Number two, this disc was a signature disc for Ron Russell and Michael Johansson.
So Discraft.
Well, the only signature disc for MJ was the Comet, right?
Well, I mean, unless it was a long time ago. There's no, Comet's way too obvious.
They wouldn't have had Ron Russell at the same time as Michael Johansson on a disc.
I feel like the Comet is too obvious, but I can't think of anything else MJ would be on.
The Comet.
Okay.
This disc was the first disc to have a 2-centimeter rim. So 2 centimeters in thickness.
Eagle would make... yeah, that looks like an eagle.
Eagle.
Ooh!
Ooh!
I'll just give you another guess Cyclone. And tell you that it's a bit faster.
Oh.
Ripe Company, bit faster.
Is it the Gazelle?
That's slower. Well, same speed.
Yeah. Back up, Trev. Okay. I'm just kidding.
So it'd be like a 10 or 11 speed?
I think it's a 10.
The Vulcan?
10 speed like would be like,
what's
Beast
it?
Maybe?
Yeah. I feel, what was it's around got, before the Beast though?
Was there anything?
Was a Viking out before the Beast? Archangel?
Let's just say Beast.
It's a Beast.
Okay, nice.
Pretty fascinating. Try to name one of the first three discs approved by Latitude 64.
The Flow.
Huh?
No.
Oh.
This is pretty tough.
Havoc.
No.
The Spike.
Mm-mm. Close.
The Triple
Very
X.
Close.
Triple
the Cenus.
There you go. Nailed the Cenus SP, Cenus AP, and the Medius were the first three.
Oh, nice.
First try.
What's that one called? The Colquitt?
The Caltrop.
That's it.
Yeah.
Colquitt is a town in Georgia.
Name the first disc. We're on a disc golf history now.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Name the first disc golfer, because like that putter approved one, that wasn't history. Name the first disc golfer to win 2 MPO World Championships.
The first to win 2? You got any ideas? I don't.
Barry?
No, we'll just say Ken Climo. But it's not going to be him.
Harold Duval.
Harold Duval won the first one. I didn't know if he won
Harry
anymore.
D.
Your 2014 Vibram Open champion is?
2014.
I like the way you wrote these questions. Very fun.
I miss. Bring Vibram.
Gosh,
back,
2014 Vibram Open. Rick.
Big Germ.
Ah.
Ah.
This brand sold the famous Midnight and Night Flyers.
DGA.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. I'd accept Waymo or DGA, they said.
Oh.
Well, our answer is DGA, Trev.
Yeah, so.
Appreciate your acceptance, player though. Had seven verges. Verges.
Back on.
This player had seven versions of his signature disc line.
Say it again. I feel like you're having a hard time saying that word, Trevor. Trevor is not happy.
Trevor didn't like that.
No, he did not.
He had seven versions of of what is
his signature disc line, guys.
His signature disc line. What does signature disc line mean?
Yeah, what does it mean to have different versions of that?
Like different plastics, or like just it was this
just
disc,
different iterations.
This
different versions of one disc, or of like
yeah, I need to know that. Like we
just different iterations of his signature disc.
So his disc changed. Like it was a Thunderbird, now it's a Rock.
I'm just saying different iterations of his signature disc.
Let's just say Climo. Because he probably had seven at once.
Well, and also the multiple different Casey
Rocks. Like
Casey Crowe.
Yeah, let's just say Climo.
It's the Rocks, the Casey Rocks.
Okay. I'm smart on that one.
6 times, 7 times, 8 times, 9 times, 10 times, 12
oop,
times, 12
oop,
times.
Oop, oop.
15 years removed from his world title. This player shocked the disc golf world by winning the GBO in 2016. Wow, great question.
So it's 2001 world champ? The 2001 world champ. And then they won the GBO in 2016. Is that what it says?
2001 world champ? Goodness.
Who was the 2001 world champ?
I don't know. It's so long ago.
No, we should know this. Because the 2016...
Name some old guys that are
Nate
world
Doss.
Champs.
Ah!
Name some world guys, old guys that are world champs.
I'm just trying to think who would have won the 2016. Oh, Dave Fellberg. That's a good guess. I don't know when he won worlds.
What are some old
world
champs? Hit him with it.
Well, but they're not that old because he played in 20.
This
Johnny
guy had,
McCray. No,
this
never
guy
won
had
worlds.
A plastic. Guy. This guy had a plastic named after
Cam Todd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
I knew. I remember watching that worlds. And being like, or not worlds. I remember watching the worlds. That GBO. I remember the whoever won. I was just like, who is that guy?
Mm.
Now I remember why it's Cam Todd.
CT. Crazy tough. Crazy tough Cam Todd.
Disc golf culture. We're into the culture section.
Ooh, I like that.
4-letter word often said by Madison Walker.
Now, what? Honk.
That's correct.
Wow,
thank
Hunter.
You. Thank you.
What is that? Why?
I don't know.
That's
I just know they
is
like.
Two hot geese, right?
Is that a podcast?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just their commentary name.
Oh, I thought they had they had merch.
Cool.
I think it's just their commentary name.
Honk.
DGCR stands for?
Disc Golf Course Review.
If you draw a circle on a bench at a disc golf course,
discharger.
You automatically get
A. What'd you say?
Yeah, I said you automatically get A.
Oh.
Bradley Williams is in debt to this animal.
Chipmunk.
That's correct.
Chipmunk Gate, MVP. Never forget.
When Innova updated this plastic, it lost a word in its name.
Champion.
Love it. Correct.
Lost edition.
Well, you're kicking butter now because it was champion edition. Yeah. These are great questions. Challenge questions.
Ooh.
This disc was used by Scott Stokely to break the distance record in 1998.
A challenger.
What?
He said it was a challenge question.
Oh.
Was
it
Blizzard Boss?
I think it was a Discraft XL.
Really? It does stand for extra long.
It's Discraft XL.
XL is a great disc. Really underrated.
Okay. This player won the 1983 Disc Golf MPO World Championships. I think it's the first one.
Oh, then Harold Duvall.
No, it's not the first one, I guess.
No.
It's not. Well, maybe it is, but you're wrong. It's Jeff Watson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what the frick?
Yeah.
That's probably the guy who made the quiz.
This short-lived, issue-ridden Discraft mold served as the precursor to the Zone.
Issue-ridden?
What?
Short-lived.
A little lore for you.
Hmm.
I have no idea.
The Discraft Torque.
Never heard of it.
I want one. I want a Torque.
I want an issue-ridden Torque. A Whammo 44 mold is really a blank in disguise.
A rock.
I'm learning stuff.
A Whammo 44 mold?
It's not a rock.
I just know the Whammo mid-range feels
really
like a
steady.
An Innova Viper.
Oh.
Wow.
The last one here. This English brand was the first to have rounded inner rims on their drivers.
Luft.
Yeah.
Disc wing.
Yeah, I never got that. Great question. You can get a torque for $28.95.
I want a torque.
Let's see what this rim looks like. Oh. Can't really get a good rim look at it.
Looks sick. It just looks like a Discraft disc. It has like it's not like as old as I thought it was.
They need to bring back a disc named the Torque.
They just need to bring the Torque back, man.
Well, I feel like it's probably not needed since the Zone is so popular and good.
If it flies like a Zone, I'm definitely gonna be a Torque thrower.
Yeah, but
like, that'd be sick.
Or they should just come up with a Torque stamp.
It's issue ridden, Hunt.
Yeah, it is. Well,
issue ridden. But like,
have
it's probably
considered issues and that it's ridden.
I'm pretty sure
it's probably like the consistency or something.
I only throw issue ridden.
Yeah, we're
discs.
Not really consistent anyway.
As I'm gonna start a company called Issue Ridden Discs.
I had to apologize. I've been on my phone a bunch. I'm texting my wife right now because apparently they turned our water off, even though I paid the water bill.
That's tough.
Damn. And here's the double kicker. The office is closed today for the holiday, but apparently the guy's doing the water turning off, not closed. I paid the water bill. I have the receipt.
He's got the receipt. Dang, he keeps his receipts.
Here's what I need to know now is what happens. Like, I could turn my water back on. Obviously, you just need a wrench. Like, and in fact, when I paid to start the water at my house, they just said, you can turn it on yourself if you want. So, like, what happens if I, knowing I paid my bill, walk right out to my front yard, turn it right back on?
There's a sniper outside.
But, like, waiting. Like, am I going to get, like, obviously, you would get in trouble for that if you hadn't paid your bill, but I have, and I have proof of it. Like, am I going to have to go to court and be like, here it is. I kind of want that. Like, what happens? I got to flush my toilets tonight. I'm paying for it.
All the answers are on the flash drive.
That's a good point. I just like.
There's enough water in the back of your toilet to flush.
Maybe once. It's not going to fill back up. Like, how much water is in, like, the hot water reservoir? Am I taking a shower tonight?
Probably not. I wouldn't shower.
That just makes me so mad. I paid for it.
Too late, man. Day late and a dollar short.
I guess. Dang, so. Man. No, a day late, not a dollar short. An office staff man. I'm going to break down their door the Dang. Second they open up again.
Give them that flash drive.
And like, what are they going to do? Like, if this was an Amazon, I would have been like, and I had a disgruntled with them, maybe they'll send me a gift card. But what am I going to get, a gift card from Amherst County Water?
Probably not.
Dang, no. They're just going to be like, sorry.
They're probably not even
like,
say
there's
that.
Poop in my toilet.
I hate to tell you, they probably won't even say sorry.
Yeah, they probably won't. It's
freaking dirty dogs, man.
New year, new Trev.
Sorry.
He's dirty.
Sorry, I paid my bill.
All right, well, now that you're in a good mood, let's play a game. I figure we'd start with this game and then transition into a more serious segment.
Okay.
Sorry. This game, I've seen Swanky Disc Golf do this a bunch, and I thought it'd be fun to do this with
them. Oh,
I love this
game. We don't have a mystery disc thing.
No, well, because only us are here.
I already know what you're talking about, Hunter, and I love this game.
Is there any way we can still do it?
I mean, I can get one, but then I'm out.
We can't do it. We have to honor the integrity of the game. Oh, it just makes me so mad. I love that game.
We could each pick one for each other.
No, it's not the same. We got to just honor the game. Honor the game.
Yeah. I think we just have to. We can't do it this week.
Well.
What if we just choose, say, like, used bin, and then say a number, and that's how many starting from the left,
but someone has
up.
To go feel it. Oh, no.
You just
okay.
say a number, and then we say, what disc is that number?
Oh, okay.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Starting from the used bin, back or front?
Back left.
The back
left. Has anyone looked at the used
back,
bin today?
We're back, and we're going to go
Have
up.
You looked at the used bin today?
I've not looked at the used bin. So we'll go back up, and we'll count down, then go back up, then down, then back up, then
well, why
down.
Why doesn't each bin just have a number, left to right?
And okay, then, that works. Yeah. Because I think it's... Because then we don't even know what bin. If we just say 102,
that's
we don't even know.
That's a lot more counting.
Yeah, I know, but then it's even more random.
Okay, well, let's do this game first.
Okay, let's do this game first. Game Swanky game.
So the Swanky Disc Golf guys, if you haven't checked them out on Instagram, please do so. They basically will do this where they... You're going to rank events 1 to 5, but you don't know which one's coming next.
Events?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you Pro Tour events from this year's Pro Tour, and you're going to rank it 1 to 5, but you don't know which event I'm going to give you next.
Okay.
I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, I love that. I've seen them do it with discs, and I think
Yeah. This is big on social media.
Yeah, I think it's
on
social media.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Blind rankings.
Trevor.
I'll go first. Okay.
Okay, the first one I'm going to give you is the chess.com Invitational.
This is an easy one to put at 5 because it's an unknown.
Okay. Next, I'll give you the...
Five is worst?
Yeah.
Okay. Portland Open.
I like Portland Open a lot. It's not well attended, though, so I'm going to put it in the three spot.
Okay. Next, I'm going to give you the European Open.
Two.
Then I'm going to give you...
He's just waiting for USDC.
Yeah, wait a second. You didn't pick these ahead of time.
So no, I'm picking them in front of
me. Yeah, so you can literally just put me into a pretzel.
Well, I have... No, I have...
No, this is not how the game works.
Yeah, no.
Because now you can just be like, ooh, now I can give them one that it's definitely worse than that. Of course you can.
I can, but I have...
And you're gonna.
I'm not.
Hun, you have to pick them ahead of time.
I have the general idea. I'm not going to screw you. My next one's the preserve.
Okay, four.
Then USDGC.
One, sure. See? But like, yeah, like...
But I was saving USDGC.
It takes all of it out of the game.
My only rule in my head was I was saving USDGC for last. That was the only rule I
okay,
had.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I did a great job. I'd say those rankings were good.
Yeah, that was a great rating.
But I'm just saying, like, that was really silly because it's like, you could have said anything. I mean, okay. You got to pick them ahead of time.
I'll pick Connors ahead of time.
Yeah. Goodness, because I was just like, what's happening right now?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Connors. It's just hard to remember them.
Well, you got. I mean, what in the what? We gotta do these. I do like the blind ranking things. We should do these
do
with
too.
Discs for like Instagram. I'm gonna.
We
do
just
those.
Copy them at that point.
Does they do it with discs too?
Yeah,
well,
that's the main thing they do,
bro.
With.
They're copying everybody. That's all social media is.
Connor,
yes, sir.
Your
yes,
first
sir,
event,
sir.
The Texas State Championships.
Four.
That wasn't even on tour last year. Yeah, it was.
Your next event, I lost, but I know it's here. There it is. Jonesboro Open.
Three.
Okay. Your next event, the United States Women's Disc Golf Championship.
Five, because it should be at Winthrop.
Oh. Good save.
There you go.
Great save.
Your next event, the Discraft Great Lakes Open.
Oh, there we go.
Dude, it's so funny. You might have to give that one.
No, I'm going to give it two.
Your final event was Worlds.
Oh!
Great job.
D-Glo's
great
better
job.
Than Worlds.
Well, it's in Lynchburg this year. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So. Well, you can't even like watch it unless you're like a triple VIP, quadruple VIP.
Okay, yeah. So then I figured we would just kind of do a grip locked agreed upon.
Okay.
Top five events we're most excited for in 2024.
Well, I think we all agree Worlds is one.
Worlds is one.
Yeah.
For sure.
USDGC is two.
Yep.
Those are easy.
Hit them with it.
I would say three for me is probably the chess.com because it's new.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Okay, there you go. Florida Open. Number four.
I mean, four
what are we feeling?
And,
I always get excited for MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fair to put on the list.
And number five.
Is there any other new ones I'm not thinking of?
The Texas States is back. The Open at Austin is, I think, slightly different. Waco, I think, is adding a new course.
I would argue that, yeah, number five you could put as probably Ledgestone's pretty good. Oh, no. Champions Cup at Northwoods.
You're excited for that one?
Oh, I would have put that even at four. I cannot wait to watch them play four rounds at Northwoods Black.
The only thing I'm like...
That's going to be hilarious.
The only thing with it is I'm just hoping we can watch it all.
Yeah, no, certainly. But I mean,
I think this year
the scores are going to be so funny.
But what sucks then is I think Ledgestone is only at Eureka Temp.
Yeah, no, Ledgestone's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of depressing.
Ledgestone's going to suck.
It's disappointing. But
I'll take it. You
Champions
know,
Cup will be very interesting to watch.
Sacrifice.
Yeah. You know, that'll be very, very interesting.
I mean,
to
that's going to be the funny. Like, if so many pros get demoralized out there, they're all going to be so sad. Love it.
What's your winning score prediction? Four rounds, Northwoods Black.
I'd say the winner probably averages it. I'd say 20 under.
You think he averages five?
Probably, right?
Yeah, that's probably reasonable.
Because, like, you might shred and go, like, double digits once, but, like, it's gonna be hard to get out of there. Like, I think the best players are the guys who their worst round is like two under, one under.
Yeah, I think the winner will probably have his hot round will probably be like eight or nine under,
right?
And his worst round will probably be like two or three.
Yeah,
but you'll have someone who shoots the this is my prediction.
Here
for
it is.
Event. Someone is going to shoot the course record, but then have two of their other three rounds be over par.
I love it. Who is it? AB.
No.
Could be,
though. Yeah. You know, sure. AB. Why not? Mm. You know who it's not?
Who?
Isaac Robinson.
Ooh.
Yeah. Isaac Robinson.
I think he has a great chance of winning that event.
He spins Robbins.
Isaac Robinson and Ricky Wysocki, I think, are my, my two favorites.
He's the king of the forest, bro.
Because Ricky plays Northwood very well. Very, very well. That's usually kind of where he like separates himself a little bit at Ledgestone.
That's true.
And so
could be, that could be, are we shifting the narrative? Like, this is Ricky's chance to win a major. He's good at Northwoods. Four rounds there.
Yeah. You do have to like Ricky there.
You have to. If you don't, stupid.
But you kind of have to like Ricky at every major.
At every event.
At every event, too. Yeah. Calvin Heimberg was also pretty good at Northwood.
Well, we all know that's not going to happen.
Who knows? All right. In the bag to wrap up the show, we're going with the best non-Frisbee item to play disc golf with. I don't know who
this is. This is going to go off the rails.
What's the order?
Who decides the order?
I think the order should just be Connor Mehunt.
All right. Connor, Trevor, Hunt.
Just going to say it.
Hold on. Let me pull up my notes app.
This is going to go off the rails.
My first one is going to be, I'm just going to take the classic, a bucket lid. Because it's the Berg everybody wants.
There you go.
It's just better than a Berg.
Trevor?
So.
Good one, man. I'm gonna take us back to our roots. Go with the pie pan.
Love it, Trev. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right, well, those are my two reasonable answers on my list.
And now it's about to get
yeah,
crazy.
Now it's chaos.
So.
I would just like to say that whenever we were, like, earlier today before we shot this show, I said, should we limit it to just, like, circle-esque items where they should be, like, be, can somewhat fly like Frisbee? And I was told no. So the chaos of the rest of this segment, just know that it's going to unwind.
Okay,
Connor, did you know?
I never knew. Okay.
I'm going to hear you.
A rifle.
Just shoot the basket?
You can just shoot. Well, remember,
yes,
we did say it has to like still be supported by the chains.
Uh-huh.
So just my idea is just either just, if you're a really good marksman, just hit the pole. If you're not, just like 5 feet short of the ground.
Yeah,
just like and then just aim in the circle, and you just know you can see where the bullet hole went in the ground. So that's your lock.
Yeah, there we go.
That's good.
All right, that Hunt gets another one.
Yeah.
My secondary one is a similar idea, just on a larger scale, which is a rocket. Because then not
don't
only
hit
do
a tree
you,
in front of you, don't hit first available.
Yeah,
blowing.
But up. Not only do you now have a crater where you can choose which part of your lot,
but you
play
also
from.
Don't have a basket anymore.
Maybe.
You should have just picked a mortar at this point.
But it also then gets rid of the trees near your lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you get up to it, you can just...
I got an even better one.
Okay.
A drone. Fly that thing, land it right in the basket.
There you go. That's a solid one. Connor?
Every time.
All right. Well, I don't think that you're throwing a rifle very far. So one of mine was a bullet. Because you
can't say bullet.
It's not... But you're not... You can't choose rifle and bullet because you said rifle.
Well, you can.
No, I'm not going to choose bullet. Okay. I'm just saying that you can't throw a rifle
very far.
I
didn't think we were going to get nitpicky when we were getting...
I'm just saying you can't throw a rifle very far. That was his item that he chose.
Dude, he's sick, dude.
Try to play disc golf with a rifle.
He's literally...
How's he going to throw a drone very far?
My point exactly. Good luck without the remote, dweeb. You should have picked for your first one a drone, and for your second one, the remote for the drone.
Okay, Connor. Well, have fun throwing a bucket.
A bucket lid.
No, it's attached to the bucket.
Nope. It's just a bucket lid. Nope. All of mine, you will not find any faults with any of mine.
Yeah,
my next one is... My next one is a magnet. Because it sticks to the basket.
What kind of magnet?
You can't use it.
Rare earth?
Do I have to say specifically? Just a magnet. If you want to know what I was thinking one of the magnets that they go magnet fishing with where it attached to a rope and you swing.
Unfortunately,
like
we tried
but
doing
you would have to choose the rope.
Yeah. I know. That's why I just said
we
magnet.
We tried doing the magnet thing once and it just really doesn't work. Really
yeah,
work.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you guys
what's
have
what's your kind of next one?
My next one is a fedora.
Idiot.
Stupid.
My next one is a fedora because it'll fly just like it does.
That is literally the worst one possible.
Hey, Trevor.
My next answer is top hat.
No. I said so.
That
I
actually
said,
was my next
okay,
one.
Okay, would you hold on?
I was setting up a bit.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for ruining it.
Indiana Jones wears his hat.
What?
Connor, I do have a question because my next one I
hold
wrote,
on. Oh, okay.
Well, a polar hat. That's what we should have gone for.
I said fedora.
Yeah.
Because I just want to finish my explanation. I sounds like everybody's going to say a hat. I don't care. This isn't going to get posted anyway. The reason why is because you don't have to carry a bag. You put on your head.
Okay. Wow.
You don't have to carry it.
My
you
next
just put
one
it on your head.
You're
my
you
next one
top
was
hat.
A top hat, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
My question was...
I like to change that to a bowler hat.
You can't okay. change it. You already said top hat.
Yep, sorry.
The dome on that, though?
I don't know if my next one's allowed.
I'm Connor's sure it's rules. Fine.
For Connor's rules, I had
Connor's
a
piece of
I had
garbage,
a bow
dude.
And arrow. Is that, do I need to have two separate
gosh,
ones?
Oh, gosh, dude. Connor's furious.
Well, I mean, if you say, okay, it's a one disc round, you can't say I'm choosing my AVR and rock.
The AVR doesn't throw a rock, though.
Yeah, well, I'm going to throw a rock through your window. Good luck washing the dirt
did.
Off.
So can I ride it or
get
no?
Get it, no water.
I'm turning it back on, bro. Call the police. See if I care.
All right, Hunter's got bow and arrow.
Okay, and then my final one is, I guess, a slingshot and a rock, since I have to have both.
Dude, you can't have both. You have to choose one item.
Okay. Okay. Then I'll choose bow for one and arrow for my second one. You
perfect.
Happy?
My last one is.
But they don't go together.
No. Yeah. Connor.
I'm going bow and arrow.
No, I'm just saying.
And then I'm going slingshot. Then I'm going slingshot.
You're supposed to be choosing a non-frisbee item to play disc golf with. You can't choose a bow and an arrow. I don't know why everybody's being mad at me.
Why are you so worked up?
I'm just trying to make some kind of rules here.
My last one is a cymbal, as in like that dong. Just one. Oh. Just one.
No, that's great. Meh. Yeah, Trevor.
Meh.
Hey, that's unkind, okay? I haven't done anything unkind, you stupid idiot.
I'm gonna call the police, dude.
What? Do I have one? What's going on? Do I
have
one
more?
Yep. Okay. My last one is... Well, I don't know. My last one was a bullet. All right. You know what? Fine.
I'm all right.
My last one is a monster truck.
A monster truck?
Yeah.
But like, I hope there's not gas in the truck.
I'm not playing disc golf. I'm just going to run both of you over.
I hope there's not gas or like wheels on it.
Yeah, how are you going to drive without a steering wheel?
I'm not. It's just to hold my bucket lid and my fedora.
I'm gonna push
it's just
it.
A monster trunk. It's just a trunk. It. A monster trunk.
I hate you guys. What? What did we do? You started freaking
out.
You're
the one that made it a
big deal. I started freaking out because I want to play by rules.
You just wanted bullet. Just made,
I,
just wanted
all
bullet.
I said was rifle.
I know. And all I'm saying is you're not going to play disc golf very well by throwing a rifle.
But you're going to play well by throwing a bullet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways, well, you're so stupid. Yeah, your whole argument was so wrong.
Hey, man, I didn't take bullet because I knew it was immoral.
Oh, my God. He said, it's like, oh, that's so funny. You need the rifle.
Well, that's Griplock. That's the episode. Hopefully everyone enjoyed.
No, it's not. We got to do the thing.
Oh yeah. Great.
What number we want to do?
Can we just take like 5? So just take me like a
let's
second.
Let's say 72.
No, that's
okay. No, we do need to make it kind of. Let's go 32. Okay.
It's going to be in the first box then.
Nobody knows what's in any of them.
Box. We're not filming it. One of us has to walk out there and count.
What's your guess? I'll run over real quick. You
mine
guys distract
is Mako 3.
Mako 3. I'm going to take a...
Actually, I'm changing mine to a... No, I'll just stick with
I'm
me.
Taking
no,
a,
it, I'm, changing,
I'm taking a Mako Ballista 3. Pro.
Give me a Blizzard Boss.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to give you a Blizzard Boss, Hunter. He's just going to see what it is.
I don't like... Wait, what, did you change yours?
No. Mako 3.
I don't... I don't like that it's just out of our use section.
I don't either.
He
this
said
one
back.
Doesn't... This is just for fun. It's not...
No, they're all
it doesn't count.
Fun.
Yeah.
All just for fun.
Well, but this one, if somebody gets it, it's not going to be like, whoa!
You keep that energy if you get it.
Okay, I will.
I won't if I get it. Well, I will because I don't have energy, but I'll try.
It's a data list.
It's a data list. Who guessed it? No one?
No one.
All right. The game lives on. That wraps up this week's Grip Locked. Hopefully you enjoyed. Don't forget to head over to the Grip Locked channel for clips, reactions, all that fun stuff. And then in about a month from now, the main Grip Locked show will move over there. And if you want to rock some of this merch, you can head over to foundationdisc.com, and it's all live right over there. We'll see you again next week, same time, same place. And
yep.
Hopefully Trevor will smell good because he got his water turned on.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs,
Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.